Hello and good morning. Thanks for coming, making your time, obviously choosing from a lot of great sessions that are going on at the same time. Today we're going to be talking a lot about mobility, and it's pretty broad, and it actually fits up really well with what we're doing around our power user track. This is the header slide for the whole track around Mobilize, and it's very fitting for this session. So the session, just to make sure that you're at the right place and hopefully at the right time, is work with anyone, anywhere, on any device. My name is Mark Cashman. I'm a senior product manager for Microsoft. I'm on the SharePoint team, but I work a ton with the Office 365 team. And of course, I work with the Yammer team, and we work pretty closely together with a lot of other teams, and especially the phone team, and really thinking beyond the Windows platform and the Windows ecosystem and what we're doing around iOS, Android, and really pervasive in terms of a lot of the work that we're doing on the web. So if this is the session that you intended to come for, great, I hope you stay. If it's not, I want to give you the opportunity to make sure you get to the right session. We always want to make sure that you get the right content that you intended. But let's get started. So one way to look at the new Office was also a way that we described it at the executive audience keynote. And it's really just a way to think pretty broadly around Office and the Office system. When you start getting down to people who are going to be mobile, people who are working remotely, people who are working maybe in low bandwidth areas, smaller devices, even really large devices, potentially in a very remote location, how do they get to the people that they know? How do they get to the content that they know? Typically, the way that we've been describing it, a lot of that all falls into natural expression and how people in their natural expressions of their day-to-day life are able to access their content. Are they able to touch their content in terms of making the touch user interface much more intuitive? And of course, when we look at cross-device, cross-platform, are they able to get to the content in the way that they're already used to doing? Is it work for that platform? So if somebody's on an iOS device, do they feel like accessing their content through SharePoint or Yammer or email through Office 365, does it feel like a Microsoft product, or does it feel like something that's more in tune with the device of their choice? We hope it's a bit of a mix, but definitely from user experience, we want them to already inherently know on how to work and access their content. So drilling in a little bit more to natural expressions, really just to keep in that whole bucket in that vein the entire time, because a lot of the rest of where Julia went in terms of the breadth of how we talk about Office really gets into other aspects. Mobility firmly lands in that top area. So if we drill down to the next layer, just to, again, set context in what I'll be talking about very deeply around web and apps and across different workloads, is just the way that you can get work done more easily. So if you're out and about and you're not able to access your content, or you're not able to reach the people or schedule a meeting when you need to, you know, that feeling of, I got to get back to the office to accomplish X task, that's not something that makes your world that productive. It's not easy to get work done if you always feel like you're having to punch through a firewall or having to actually get to a different physical location. So we want that to be much more seamless and obviously much more accessible. When you look at some broader strategies that companies are doing, obviously bring your own device or BYOD is very pervasive. And it really is becoming more of the user's choice. What type of devices do they want? And it's typically, it is devices. It's not just one device. So if somebody comes in and are issued a PC or a Mac at work, that's one device. If they have their personal phone, but of course they always have it with them, and you know, you want to do lots of things with your phones these days. Take pictures, you want to make calls, you want to surf the web, check your email, maybe pull down a document, view it, edit it. You know, you want to be as productive as you can. And then there's always that third device, which maybe or maybe not more, you know, ask yourselves, do you carry 2, 3, 4 devices? But you've got the tablet, and that could be an iPad, it could be a Surface, it could be an Android. And really, depending on where you're at, if you're crammed into an airplane, you know, it's maybe not as convenient to take your full PC out. But you have your tablet in your lap, and you're able to navigate through. And really thinking in terms of the where you're at, how productive are you going to be on a 1 to 2 hour flight? Probably relatively productive, but you might be more in that consumption mode. But when you land and you get to where you're going, either back to the office, to a hotel, into a meeting, you know, maybe that's where you can land down, put something on a desk, and do a little bit more in depth. But it really is the user that's driving it now, and it really is vendors like Microsoft to really adapt to that so that you can give the broadest range of choice, especially when there really isn't that choice if you look at it from the business perspective. They just can't get away with it anymore, and really they shouldn't, because you want the happy user, and we want the happy users to be able to get to where they're doing their work specific to the information and data stored all across Office 365. And then finally, the last thing is we are aiming to engage and excite you, customers, but we also think of it from the perspective of our customers to their own clients and customers, and how they can make and create and be productive while they're presenting to them. So maybe a lot of the information that's stored in Office 365 is actually shared directly with customers. It could be sent to them, so if you wanted to have a meeting and just right there say, you know what, let me follow up with the link right to that document. You could do an external sharing right from your device, and that would be a really nice way to do a quick follow-up instead of maybe remembering to do it when you get back to the office. Of course, a real common scenario is the use of a tablet to give a presentation in a smaller setting. You can always do the thumb drive thing and put it onto your computer and take it with you, or you can just sync to a library or connect through something like the OneDrive for Business app and selectively sync the content that you always want to have with you. So even in a no internet zone, which is pretty common in a sales scenario, if you bring in your tablet, they give you guest wireless, but it doesn't work, or they don't have guest wireless, so of course you need to be able to give your presentation still, you'll have that copy offline. And hopefully that's part of that engaging, and we hope with the products and the information that you're selling and sharing, engaging and exciting your customers. So that is the framework that I hope to land a lot of where we're going now, which is starting to step through, well, what is the mobility offering across Office 365? And I'm really looking at it from a workload level, but I'll certainly land on the available apps across the different platforms. And at the very tail end, after demo, I have a wrap-up that really is more of a product or an app matrix. So you get a real clear idea of the breadth of our offering, the depth in terms of feature sets. You'll get a clear indication when I show you a lot throughout the demo. And certainly I hope that you ask questions, so that if there's anything that I'm not covering, we'll have time at the end, and you'll be able to ask any question now, and you can always reach me through email, or I'm pretty active on Twitter, and I'm just mcashman@microsoft.com for email, or just mcashman, and that's mkashman. So when we look at Office 365 and we look at our user base, it is not one persona. It's not one type of company. And certainly it's not the singular choice of one platform from a user's perspective, from the devices that they have. So our goal, and it really has been our goal for a long time, I've been on the SharePoint team for a while. We have, for as long as I can remember, have always had the goal to be cross-platform, cross-browser. And we're very much been bound into the browser, where we've really focused on if you have a browser and an internet connection, you can connect to SharePoint. And we've optimized over the years to really make sure that you can do everything you can do in SharePoint on any device. But in the world of apps, and certainly beyond SharePoint, we really do want you to be productive across all the devices. And that's the whole Office stack. So if you're looking at the Office clients, PowerPoint, Word, Excel, OneNote, hopefully you've seen a lot of the work that we've been doing, both in the Office Online, so that what used to be called the Office Web Apps, and of course with the Office Mobile clients. So we have Office Mobile for iPhone, Office Mobile for Android, and it really is designed for you with a device of choice. It's very much designed for the cloud with some of the apps that are able to connect to on-prem as well. And it's very much designed from an app perspective. It gives us that first-time opportunity to get a little bit beyond the browser, or in some cases, a lot beyond the browser, and to be able to make it so that whatever content you're trying to access, scheduling a meeting or accessing a document to make a change or to add a comment, you'll be able to do that with your finger, because a lot of these devices don't have a keyboard, a mouse, or even a stylus these days. And really optimizing for that finger is something that we really pay a ton of attention to. But like I said before, the reason why a lot of these apps look different here on the slide is they're intended and built for that specific platform. So the design patterns of those platforms dictate what our apps look like, but at the same time, we retain what that app will look like based on it being a Microsoft technology and specific to a certain workload. So hopefully you see that here in a couple of the screenshots. From left to right, you've got a PC, a tablet, and then several phones, really the three main ones, Windows Phone, iPhone, and Android. And the screenshots are real. The apps are live. The experiences are true in terms of how you use them, what they can do. And we're seeing a big uptake in terms of people using them. And of course, we're getting a ton of feedback on things that are missing or things that we could do better. And these have been iterated pretty much every month, some of them every 2 or 3 months. So they're really humming along really nicely. And we really do mean we want you to be productive across all of your devices. So we're talking a lot at the conference about OneDrive for Business. First, just to be clear, if you are still kind of having it soak in, this is what used to be called SkyDrive Pro, and it's very much a big part of what is in Office 365. So if you're an on-premises customer and you have SharePoint 2013 installed, you also have OneDrive for Business. That rebranding hasn't taken effect because it is not yet a part of the service pack. But it is a part of SP1, and you will get that if you apply SP1 with SharePoint 2013. But really, the OneDrive for Business that I'll focus on here is what's in the cloud, because it's a controlled environment that has, like you see here on the left, 25 gigs of storage. Really, we think a lot of space. We hope a ton of headroom for a very long time. But the other announcement that we made that I'll just be real short here is you start at 25 gigs, default, everybody. That's just what everybody gets. But if you have the need for more, you can increase that to 50 gigs, 75 gigs. And we just announced in the keynote, you heard Jeff Tepper talk about 1 terabyte site collection limits. 1 terabyte. That means your OneDrive for Business can also be upped to 1 terabyte. So that might be a little ridiculous for a single person to need that much space, but we absolutely support it, and we certainly support a lot of headroom. The other focus of OneDrive for Business is really how do you work together, and it's a supportive environment in terms of co-authoring, the ease of sharing. That's a huge part of what OneDrive for Business is good for, and how that's accessed across the platforms is really what I'll drive into next. But the final thing I just want to make sure everybody's clear is OneDrive for Business is a part of Office 365. It's where you store your personal work documents, share with others, and it's backed on the same service level agreement as all of Office 365. It's bound to the same uptime promise that we have. It's bound to the same security. It's bound to the same administration control and permissions management, governance plans you put into place. If you have the need for e-discovery, it absolutely fits into that. And of course, that expands out into the mobile world as well. So drilling into more of an app level, if you look at where in the cloud you store everything for your business, this is where you can go and view documents. This is where you can go to edit them. You can access the files even offline, and that's across devices. So it's a really great feature on the iPad. The OneDrive for Business for iOS app has a really nice feature where you can view any Office document, take it offline, and be able to view it at any time. In a connected state on an iPad, just as an extreme where we still are seeing a lot of people ask questions, is on the right-hand side, you'll see the OneDrive for Business for iOS user interface. And if I were to click into that, I could view it. And it uses the native, what's called Quick Look. It's very fast. Of course, works offline. And then when you go into edit mode, it'll take you directly into Office Online. And if I clicked onto PowerPoint, it would be PowerPoint Online. And I'd be able to edit that content or just view it. But if I wanted to make a comment, if I wanted to change a slide, I'm natively working on that same document stored in SharePoint Online directly through this nice interface that leads me to the Safari browser with the PowerPoint Online application. It's very seamless. The team has done a really nice job to optimize how you get from the OneDrive for Business app into the Office Online apps. And of course, getting back is just an easy switch on iOS. But that same is true, of course, inherent in Windows, and it is something that, as at SPC, we're also announcing the focus of Android. that our goal is to release that this year, 2014. So switching gears a little bit, still pretty close to SharePoint on that the spectrum of Office 365, is Yammer. And of course, the workload we really like to talk about is taking your conversations on the go. So if you're out and about, you're on a work site, and you needed to take a picture to convey to a colleague an issue that's going on in a distant project site, or maybe a broken pipe, there's potentially something that's going wrong with a building for an event, and you wanted to showcase that the exterior, the intent of what you had is not quite right, take a quick picture, pump that into Yammer, into a specific group that's working on that event or working on that project, and very quickly, when you're out and about, from your device, potentially a 4-inch phone, being able to take that picture, share the information, to get immediate feedback, and reach out to those people that are directly working on that project is key. It's also a way to just keep up on messages. So if you have an active community in Yammer, having that mobile extension is absolutely key. When you're out and about, that mechanism of having to find Wi-Fi in a Starbucks or something and then log in and go to the Yammer homepage, it just takes time. And why not be able to have a tier one experience on your mobile phone and directly work with your feed to be able to engage in conversations no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at. And certainly with Yammer really coming into the fold on a really, really hot track in terms of the integration, I think you're going to see over time that embedded conversation in the context of your documents, in the context of your sites, is going to be more and more pervasive. And hopefully you'll see that our intent is to make you even more mobile and more productive when you need to be. So let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about working on Office. I mentioned it a little bit in the front, but really when you drill into it, just that next level down, that next level of detail, really independent of the devices that you have, we want you to have a tier one experience of working with Office documents. And that could just be accessing them, just to view them, just to be able to reference what was that number on workbook 2 in cell C5. You can access that. If you need to change it, you can make that change. If you need to make a comment, you can layer in that comment. And that's now very true, just starting at that 4-inch level. It's an embedded experience in Windows Phone with the Office Hub. And that's just now would be called Office Mobile for Windows Phone. But we released earlier this year Office Mobile for iPhone and Office Mobile for Android. And it has that same inherent capabilities, that ability to access PowerPoint documents, Excel documents, Word documents, make changes, make comments, show people what you're talking about, let people read the thing that you wanted them to read. And again, having that just be something you reach into your pocket, tap, tap, tap to get where you need to go through the application to find that document that you want, and then be able to maybe hand your phone over to your customer, to your partner, to your vendor, and say, actually, this is the information I was talking about. Maybe you can read that, take a look, let me know what you think. Or if it's a slide, to be able to give that quick presentation and to convey your information and get your point across. But it is something that we're really proud of in terms of the UI, the accessibility it gives to your content, and of course the breadth across the different environments, platforms. The other area, when you start to get into the larger devices, and really what you see on the page here is tablets, the focus here is what is the next level of what I can do. So when you get into the tablet, of course you're going to have a little bit more design area, we have a lot more features, and you also have a really nice browser experience. So if you're on Android, it's the Chrome mobile experience. If you're on iOS, it's the Safari experience. And of course, if you're on Surface or any PC from any era, but of course some of the newer PCs with the touch surfaces and the touch interface, you're going to have a pretty tier one experience of doing all that plus a ton more that really is the deeper features of the Office clients. And the one note here, if you think about the announcements or if you haven't seen the announcements that the Office Online team is making, is they're no longer focused on being companion. They're focused on being the best that they can be in the browser. So the feature sets and the innovation that they're going to bring, they're not holding anything back. And we've been pretty transparent that The original design in taking these to market was to hold them back a little bit so that they were functional, helpful, but that they weren't competing with the desktop clients. And now, with some of the technology that we have in place, you can see we are introducing real-time collaboration first to the browser, first through Office Online. Of course, you can do that through the rich clients, but it was an optimized experience first for the online experience. And as you get through, and hopefully a month from now or 3 months from now, if you look back at this recording, those Office applications online are going to look a little outdated, but by the nature of they won't be as feature-rich from what I was able to show you today. So we're absolutely doubling down there, and it really is so that if you need to work in an environment maybe that you didn't have your own machine, you could log into any machine through any browser, really just with an internet connection, and get your work done. That next level down, where it's one of my favorite applications, is the OneNote application. I use this heavily, and I see people who use it even more heavily. It's a pretty incredible application. It's one of those, the more you use it, the more it gives back. And so what you're seeing here is just the breadth of where the OneNote team has built across everything. They're focused on the PC and browser. They have a great modern app for the Windows Store. They have a really great app for iPad. And for the three smaller devices, it's a very common experience. So that if you have multiple devices, or if you're even just glancing over and you would just know you're looking at a OneNote application across Windows Phone, iPhone, and Android. And this team is also just on fire. They are just pumping out as many features as they can get with what these platforms and devices support. They are just enabling you to do really wonderful things with how you take notes. If you take a picture and share it with the team, a lot of times the best experience that I have had with a OneNote file or getting to that information is sometimes when somebody else starts the OneNote file. So here we've put out a lot of the information for the conference on a couple of different OneNote files, and then we centrally stored them. The one that we put out for you that really was the whole attendee brochure, we did that in OneNote. We put the OneNote out into the public, gave you a URL so you could access it, and then anywhere you are, really on any of these devices, you could do it just natively through the browser if you didn't want to download the OneNote application, or if you had the OneNote application, it would download that file so you would have it with you wherever you would go into the conference. So if you needed to find out what was the Wi-Fi password, where's the HOL room, where's the transportation to and from different locations, you would be able to find that, just like any other brochure or event guide. But it's there in OneNote, so it's highly searchable. You can add your own notes to it once you've gotten it into the application. You can add your own comments. You can take your own notes and use it as your virtual paper. Hopefully you saw we didn't have a whole lot of paper around the conference, because we really do want to encourage that use of digital ink. From the top down, obviously we've changed who our leader is, but Steve Ballmer, I have known him ever since I've worked at the company to be a huge advocate of just going full digital. And so if I go a little long here on OneNote, it's just because I'm a true believer of the power that it gives you to really take and share notes, but also to be able to consume content that somebody else has built. So if I showed you my OneNote use, you would see my personal OneNote file. You would see the three that we built for SPC. You would also see one that I work with the ARPR team to be sort of, they update the information around what we can say publicly around the different customers that are using our technology, their quotes, what is our momentum statistics that you saw Jared share. So sometimes when I'm replying to a reporter or if I'm working with an analyst, I would be able to go into that OneNote file. I don't do anything there except for copy-paste information from it. But it's managed by another team. It's centrally located in SharePoint. And for us, it's SharePoint Online. And I just, at one point, subscribed to that OneNote file, and now I have it with me wherever I go. On my phone, which is here, you can see. And I've got it on my PC, which is, for me, a Surface Pro 1. And then I can access it from home as well. So that OneNote file is centrally located and super easy to take your stuff while you go across really whatever device you have with you. Or especially if you don't have a device and you need that emergency find of information and you can just jump on somebody else's phone, go go to a kiosk, go to a business center at a hotel, and all your content is there. So one of the things that has been the most portable and mobile for the longest is, of course, email, calendar, and contacts. And the two screens you see here on the left, these are the new applications that we just put out for iPhone and iPad. We are putting them here front and center because they're the newest applications that we've launched within the last couple months. But of course, we have a Tier 1 experience for Windows Phone, Windows RT in terms of a modern experience, and Windows 8. And that, of course, includes the desktop and a rich Office 2013, which for email and calendaring is Outlook 2013. But the two that we're focusing on here, mostly to raise awareness, and of course they're very mobile by nature, are the new OWA applications, OWA for iPhone and OWA for iPad. You'll see that the experience is extremely rich user interface. It's very intuitive. There's ways that you can even talk to the application and say, show me my calendar, show me my email, making it a sort of a one-handed operation even from a navigation perspective. But even in the graphics you see here, it's all your mail. It's in the paradigm of 2013 where you can look at all. You could look at unread, things that have been flagged. You can find them very easily. Search works extremely well. You can flag items. You can do richer text editing. And the ability to navigate and manage and triage your email, reply to your email, of course, is something that we enable. And the inherent connection to Exchange Online means you literally have your email wherever you're at, online, offline, in a connected state or not. But these applications are in the Apple Store. They're downloadable today, but they do truly connect in a tier one way to Exchange Online and give you that rich ability to create a meeting, to join a meeting, and certainly to create and reply to email. In terms of unified communication, this for us in the Office 365 world, we land on, this is our Link technology, Link Online. And we certainly have also acquired Skype, so I just want to be clear. When we talk Office 365, currently we mean from a communications perspective, instant messaging, audio conferences or audio discussions, or even just a phone call. Or, of course, more like a webcast or a video conference. We're talking about Link. So Link Online is a part of Office 365. And what you see here are screenshots of the different devices connecting and really having these very rich video experiences or screen sharing experiences or side-by-side experiences of having an instant message chat while you're referencing a document, and to be able to share that with a team, to be able to broadcast that out to multiple people. Link Online supports some wonderful technology where you could have up to 5 HD conversations, webcams at the same time. But if you're on a smaller device, I will tell you, it's a lifesaver sometimes, because not only can you hear the conversation if it's a one to few, if it's just a small team con call, or if your link have been invited or wanted to join a one-to-many type presentation, but you're not able to be in the room, the phone is now a really great experience to be able to connect to the content that's being shared, especially if they're doing now either a PowerPoint or if they're sharing their desktop. You'll be able to navigate between what they're sharing, who's on the call, any instant message that's going on, the sort of during session chatter. You have a really rich interface to access all of that. And the unified communications across your organization, depending on how you have it set up, this may be the only tool that you use to make phone calls. This may be the only tool you'll use to do that enterprise-grade instant messaging. It's highly secure. If you have an instant message with somebody, that conversation is stored like an email in your Outlook view. So it's really being stored ultimately in Exchange Online. But it gives you that rich access to be able to review it later, to be able to search and find it. If you remember who you were talking to, what you were talking about, it really just is searchable like any other content. And the other thing that's really nice with the way that you can federate with Link is you can also reach people outside your organization. So if you have trusted vendors that you work with and you federated their instance of Link or their instance of other technology third parties that we support federation with, you'll have a rich experience, of course, on the desktop to be able to see their presence, to be able to reach out to them, to connect with them, of course, for them to be able to find you. And when you're going mobile, you would see that same list if you marked them as a favorite. That would carry through, even if they weren't using Link Online technology or Link technology. So the one thing I wanted to touch on, and then we'll move into demo shortly after, is what we call touch design. And I've got two slides here, and then we will focus on demo. Touch design is really something right now that we call in SharePoint Online for how you access OneDrive for Business. It's not an app. It's more of an HTML5 approach for pages that really strip away a lot of the Chrome in terms of how you access your content. And so we started with OneDrive for Business. So if you're in a web browser across any device that's 11 inches or smaller, the experience will default to touch design. And I'll show you a screenshot, and then I'll show you in demo what that means. But the focus here is whether there is or isn't an app available on that platform of choice. You will have a tier one experience to be able to search and find your content, to be able to view it, and then move into an edit session as well. But in addition to that, some of the power that is in OneDrive for Business is that ability to share. And it is connecting to that same sharing plumbing that we have in SharePoint Online. So we very much focus on that being first a cross-platform experience. If it doesn't work on one of the major platforms, then we're not doing our job right. But we've done a ton amount of testing. We've gotten a lot of great feedback that this really opens up the doors for areas where we haven't invested yet in an app. And specifically here, I'll land on Android. The team has committed to working on an Android app. Our goal is to release in the year 2014. And we hope that experience that we're able to enable now with touch design at least gives a lot of the common scenarios that people have in accessing their content, viewing and light editing. The focus, of course, is being touch first. When you see the graphics, you'll see very much of taking a Windows 8 design paradigm, so that they're very touch-oriented, they're very obvious targets, they're very obvious content types to be able to see if it's an Excel or Word or PowerPoint. And, of course, for it to be responsive, to be able to access the content or to be able to take some action on that content, but either with a swipe of the finger or a touch of the finger. And, of course, it has to be fast. So the nice thing about this is when you remove all the Chrome of a site, which on a broader 27 or up 82-inch screen, you know, you have a lot of real estate, and you want to see maybe some more navigation controls, maybe more embedded videos or embedded PowerPoints or project lists or link lists or just document libraries. But we want it to be fast, so it has to be lightweight. And because we're on smaller devices, sometimes they have a little bit less power than a regular PC or a desktop, we optimize for that experience from a 4-inch to 11-inch in terms of the processors. Now, as we know, the processors are getting faster, and where our goal is, no matter how fast the device gets, we are just always optimizing for performance. And this is one area where we really can control that. So just to give you a little glimpse of what that looks like, this is the OneDrive for Business touch design view. So even if I'm on a larger screen, like 27 inches or 82 inches, I can always do the question mark mobile equals 1. But we've really tried to optimize that if you are on a smaller device and we're able to detect that, then it will just default to what you see here on the screen. This is what it would look like on a Surface if I'm using touch design. And this is the first place it lands you in terms of my documents within your OneDrive for Business. And as if I pivot across, you would see recent documents, things that I've been working on, things that I've edited last. You would see the documents that are shared with me. Documents that have been shared with me are just that. Somebody sent me a link that said, please review this document. And that is now something that our search engine is able to determine that that is an item that's been shared with me. And now in my shared with me view, driven by search, I'd be able to see content that I don't even maybe know where it's located. And of course, I'm not managing it, but I'd be able to see it because somebody said it would be important or they would ask for my feedback. And then the final thing is the followed pivot. So we give you access to really all of those areas of OneDrive for Business. And one of the biggest pieces of feedback and where the team really is focusing for a future release is to be able to really up-level that concept of shared with me. Here, we're just natively hitting SharePoint. So we have, of course, added the shared with me pivot. But our goal is to be able to have that level of experience, the features that people are starting to really love about OneDrive for Business, and bring that into whatever app experience across whatever device. And hopefully this just gives you a sense of what it looks like on a tablet. Same exact touch design surface will load on a 4-inch device, and it just changes, and I'll show that in the demo. So let me switch over, and I'm going to show you a lot. I'll probably show you about 30 minutes of demo. I will certainly pause to take any questions before I start the demo, just if there's anything that I've covered. I've really covered a lot across Office 365. So if you have any questions, please ask now. So let's start at looking on how Office 365 enables mobility just from a web perspective. So whether it's a web browser on a 4-inch device or like what we're looking at here, an 11-inch device like an iPad. So I first just want to show you through the Safari browser what it looks like to be mobile with things like SharePoint Online, Yammer, and of course Outlook, and accessing your email, calendar, and contacts. So what you're looking at here is a social intranet, or an intranet that we've built for Contoso. And you'll notice that it's got a touch experience, and it also has a responsive design. And by default, this is how it loads up on the iPad. You'll see this portal again, just from a native desktop, so that you can see how this changes as you move from device to device. But this is the top navigation that the company built to navigate their different departments and team sites. And we also have a flyout here using the Yammer web part with some responsive design so that we can access the Yammer feed and navigate through the different discussions that we're taking part on or coming at us because we were mentioned or as a part of the group that was a part of that feed. The other thing that I have access to is I can navigate to my OneDrive for Business. When I tap on OneDrive for Business, it's actually going to default into what we call touch design. And touch design gives me the ability to access my content. You can see I also can access my recent documents and things that have been shared with me. But really what I want to show you real quickly here in touch design is how I can access the ability to either view the document, but more importantly, some of the actions I can take, like sharing. So once this loads up, I'm going to share with my friend Katie Jordan. I'm going to tap in Katie's name. You'll see here it auto-populates with her name because it's doing an auto-lookup of the global address list. I can also go in here and choose whether I want her to be able to edit this document or to view it only. Since I'm working closely with her, I want her to be able to edit. And I'll just quickly put in here a new message. And of course that I want to require her to sign in. And this will send her an email notification saying that there's some action I want her to take or to review this document. When I hit the checkbox, it's going to send her an email, it's going to assign her permissions to be able to edit this document, and then off it'll go. And as I navigate back into the touch design experience, I also want to show you that there's a backstage experience to navigate all of Office 365. And I can get to where we were, OneDrive for Business. I can also navigate to sites. I'll show you what that looks like. So here I have a very touch-friendly access to different sites that I'm following and sites that were promoted by my administrator. If I go back into Touch Design, I can now navigate to my Outlook email. And through the web, using the Outlook web app, you'll see that I've got access as Garth to all of my email. I can create a new email. I can also review and reply. I can also triage, navigate through, delete, take all the different actions you'd expect from the Outlook client here in the web. And I can also look and find and sort by different options. If I step back into that backstage, I can also see all my contacts. And I can see their information if I wanted to. I could also start a new email from my contact as you would expect. Again, back into the backstage, so that I can see my calendar. And you'll see that we support a number of different views. And of course, you can create a new meeting invite. But here is a week view, jumping through also into the month view. And you can see at a glance and then navigate in to the specific days. And on the right-hand side, you can see here. And if I want to tap into one of these specific items, I can see more, I can edit it, I can delete it, I can do a number of things. But that's touch design, and that's a way to navigate through pretty much all of Office 365 through the web. But even beyond the web, we have a lot of native apps that we've made available. So I want to walk you through a couple of them. We talked about OneDrive for Business. Here is the OneDrive for Business app, which is native version 1.2 we just released. And this gives you native access to your OneDrive for Business in Office 365. These are all the same documents you saw in the touch design, but you can do a couple of different things that you can't do through the web. One of the most important things is you can take your content offline. So if I bring up this PowerPoint, I'll be able to see that this is the PowerPoint as I intended it, and a very quick, easy way to view it. I could do a similar action like I just showed you to be able to share it. You can see I'm sharing here with a number of people as well. But if I wanted to add somebody, I could easily do that through the app as well. But the other thing I want to show you is I want to take this document, this PowerPoint, offline. For the scenario here, it might be something that I want to review on the airplane before I go to a sales meeting or an event that I'm presenting at. Or I might be bringing this into a client of mine, and I want to make sure that I have the ability to share this PowerPoint to present it to them on my tablet. But I don't have to require their access through their internet. Even if they give me guest wireless, sometimes that's a little bit challenging or time-consuming. So, of course, I want to be able to selectively sync any file that I choose from my OneDrive for Business. And then if I actually want to work on this and I'm in a connected state, I can click the Edit button. It'll take me to the PowerPoint Online experience here, where I could do a lot of the things that I was able to do in terms of being able to review the content. But if I really wanted to, I can also go in here on the Safari browser on the iPad and do some editing or creation of new content right here on the iPad. So if I navigate back to the OneDrive for Business application, last thing I want to show you here is just that content that I've taken offline. I can see here that a Word document that I was working on has a newer version available, so I can download that in a connected state to get the most recent version. And of course, here's that PowerPoint that I showed you. And if I were to turn off the wireless, you would see that I'd still be able to open, view, and share that document. One of the other apps that we have that interacts with the Office 365 service is Yammer for your discussions. So, quick tour of the Yammer app. Here is that same access that we had provided at a company level on the portal that I showed you through the web. But now this is just Garth's view and his personal inbox, his top conversations. So if I navigate into groups that Garth belongs to, here's some new activity on that group for the CSAT group. If I navigate into the legal group, and here's where I can go in. I can read what Julian said. I can like so that I can let him know that I've read it and that I agree to it. I can also reply to that. I'll see all parts of the thread that are already existing. And I'll just write here, good idea. And then I could add a photo. I could mention somebody directly. And I could also, of course, post that down and continue the conversation. Once that's posted down, I can X out of here and keep navigating through. If I wanted to, I could create a new discussion. And I could mention, add a photo, same as what you saw in my reply. But this would go as a new discussion in that same either group or the broader company-wide level. And just to show you where we're at in terms of versions, we've been doing Yammer on the iPad and iPhone for a while, but it's also an app available across Android, of course Windows, and even on the Mac and the PC desktop. So that's a quick tour of a lot of things, either web-based or apps, in terms of interacting with the different content types like mail, your content like documents, files, and office documents, and of course, working with people in terms of calendar and email. So let me switch over and show you some more experiences across some different devices. Okay, the next device that I want to show you is an Android device. This is an Android tablet, the Kindle Fire HD. And I'm going to show you just a couple of the same things that I showed you on the iPad, just so you can see how it renders, again, through the native browser, the Chrome mobile browser, and Android. For a little bit of a smaller screen, this is an 8-inch device versus the iPad 11-inch device. But you're seeing here that same portal. I have that same access from a touch experience that we built into the design of the portal to be able to access Yammer, to be able to navigate through the discussions, to be able to like and reply, and certainly do all the actions you would expect that you would want to do accessing this portal. If I navigate over to my OneDrive for Business, you'll see here that same touch design renders in the native browser here, giving me access to my documents, recent files shared with me, and documents that I'm following. And if I wanted to, I could navigate into one of these files, I could view it, I could take that same action of being able to share, and you'll see here it'll render that same dialogue that allows me to share with somebody by typing in their email address, giving them edit or view access, and sending them that email. If I navigate back into touch design, one of the things that we have here also, same as what you saw on the iPad, is that access to that backstage so I can navigate to my email, my contacts, my calendar information, OneDrive for Business, which is what you just saw, and into sites as well. So you can see sites that I'm following, promoted sites, same as what was available to me on the different platform through the different browser, but rendering here in that same touch design experience. All right, so let's get even smaller on our last device. All right, let's take a look at what all of this looks like on Windows Phone. So we're going to take a nice tour of all of those Office 365 services coming to Windows Phone. I've pinned a number of different things on my start screen here. At the very bottom, I've got a quick shortcut to the Contoso portal that we've been looking at. And of course, we got quick launches to all these different apps and different services, email, Yammer, Office, OneDrive for Business. And I'll show you each as we drill in. So first, let's go to the Contoso portal. This is going to load up that Contoso portal. And we're going to see really what we saw in the other devices, on the other devices, just what does this now look like for a smaller screen. So we're seeing that everything has scaled down a little bit. We're still seeing that ability for things to scale down and now stack on top of each other and scrunch up a little bit, but still in a way that we designed it so that it would look best on the Windows Phone, smaller device platform. But also something that's very touch-oriented, but still live and fresh in the ability to have still control of nice design and nice user experience. So if I go back to the start screen, and I want to jump into email, of course, you know, here's where I can read all my email, I can start a new email, I can, you know, send it to one of my colleagues, just like I would expect any other. If I want to navigate through all of the folders that I have it set up, I can navigate and find my email, whether it's on this phone or even look back into something that is even maybe on the server. So if I want to go and look at Yammer, I'm going to launch the Yammer app. Again, we've got the Yammer app on all the major platforms, and this is what it looks like on the Windows Phone platform. As you can see here, here's my main feed. If I scroll over and I look at my inbox, here's where we got that Katie Jordan thread that we had started. Now if I go in here and do a quick reply, send that down, just adds to the thread. I can like what Katie said, can navigate back to go to where I was in my inbox. I can see all the notifications of people that have either mentioned me or replied to my threads. You can see all that coming through. I can refresh this at any time to make sure that I'm seeing everything. Here's all the groups that I belong to, and if I wanted to, I could even switch between the networks. So here are the two networks that I belong to. So it's pretty easy to navigate, add to the conversation, start new threads, reach out to people, ask questions, take pictures, upload them, start those conversations, or especially continue them while you're on the go. If we go back to the start screen, you can see all that live tile information now coming through of all the activity that's trying to call to my attention. And if I go into Office, One of the last things I wanted to show you is Office Mobile. This is Office Mobile for Windows Phone, but we also have Office Mobile for iPhone and Office Mobile for Android. And a couple things you should see here immediately are some of the actions that are specifically on my phone, but some of the other things that I've connected to or want to connect to if I want to navigate a SharePoint Online site. So here is my OneDrive for Business. So I click into that. This is Garth's set of personal work documents. Again, that same list that we've been working with. Here's access that I wanted to navigate into the different levels of folders, being able to go up. If I go back to where we were at and actually up that level, and I go from places, I could also go to team document libraries, so I can bookmark those, or somebody could have sent me a link and it'll default to the Office Hub here. But if I go in and actually see what does that recent view look like, here are some things that we were working on in terms of the different documents that Garth was opening up. And if I want to, I can go in and create a new document. So here we are in the Windows Phone, and I want to go and create a new report. And it's going to use the Word document. You'll see here I'm using a new just a new template, so there's a lot of work that's already done for me. And if I wanted to just put new project SPC14, so when I save this down, it'll save it right back to OneDrive for Business, and all is good, and we've got that now stored in OneDrive for Business. And you can see that that document would appear as one of the ones I've most recently worked on. And if I drilled into my OneDrive for Business, it would be there as well. The other thing I did on my start screen is I have a quick link here to Office, but I can also pin folders. So if I've got a project that I'm working on, or if I always wanted to have my OneDrive for Business pinned to my start screen, that's what this folder icon represents. And it'll take me right there. And this actually takes me to the root of everything that I've got in OneDrive for Business. That is the last thing, the last thing that I wanted to show you for Windows Phone was that touch design experience. So we've seen accessing OneDrive for Business from an app perspective from within the Office Hub, but if I hit that same site and I go, and I've bookmarked it here just for time's sake, but if I go in and I hit that on a smaller device, it's going to default to that touch design here. Again, just showing me access to those same documents that I have access, but in a nice finger-friendly way. Here's the backstage if I want to navigate to any other part of Office 365 for my calendar and email, people contacts, OneDrive for Business, and sites. And just to show you one more, here's what sites I'm following looks like, sites that are promoted to me by my admin, same as I showed before. And if I want to navigate back into OneDrive for Business, show that you can do that same level of sharing. It's the same user interface, same user experience, really built off of the same exact core elements of Office 365 that are accessed through SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. The last thing I wanted to show you was what does all this look like when you're just accessing it through a native browser on a PC or even a Mac. What we're seeing here is a PC machine, and I'm running Chrome, and you'll see we support, of course, devices, all the devices that you just saw, and of course we support cross-browser, cross-platform. So I just want to click through a few things. What you're seeing here is Garth's OneDrive for Business, same files, same access to go in and share if I wanted to edit in the browser, if I wanted to now post to Yammer, I've got access to do all of that. If I want to navigate to Garth's Outlook web app through the browser, I can of course access that. You're going to see main difference is that I just get a little bit more screen real estate. So I can see my file directory, I can see all of my mail, I can obviously see everything. It's getting a little reminder there to turn my auto reply off. But I can reply to mail. If I navigate to my calendar, you'll see again more real estate to see the small calendar here on the left for the month. But I can also navigate through the different views, my week, and all the way up to my month. If I navigate into people, again, just a little bit more real estate to be able to navigate the different areas that I can go where I have my contacts and how I organize them. And of course, if I navigate through the different contacts that I have, I can go in, I can start an email, do any number of things.
If I navigate to Yammer, here it's going to take me to the Yammer homepage. And once it logs me in, it's going to do a single sign-in log. And it's going to keep me within the browser. But again, now you're just going to see a lot more of that native browser Yammer experience optimized for a larger screen and, of course, a mouse and a keyboard. But it really is the same access to those same groups that we saw on the different devices, the same conversations that I'm starting. Here's my inbox. And as I navigate around, if I wanted to create a new message, reply to a thread that's already existing, like, share, reply, do all the same things that you saw, again, with a little bit more screen real estate and optimized for, in this case, being able to click in with my mouse and then type with my keyboard. So if I go back, last thing, just to see what Sites looks like. So this is, again, optimized for a browser with a mouse and keyboard. Same promoted sites here that my administrator programmed for me and any user and from their personal site. And any site that I'm following, if I were to click into it. And then the final thing that I wanted to show you was, what does it look like from a full browser perspective to see that nice social intranet for Contosa that we had built. So I'm going to click into that. It's one of the sites that I'm following. And it'll take me to that home page, that portal for the company. And as you'll see here, we're loading up the full experience. And with a mouse and a keyboard, this is a site that I can navigate up and down. I can see that I have presence aware on this, these employees that are being called out here. I can also navigate through with my mouse to click left and right. And you'll see that I get the full screen real estate, where I get the full Yammer feed that we've programmed to be able to navigate into and to be able to then join that conversation straight from the portal. So this is the original design for the full screen of the Contoso portal. And as you saw, what that looked like as it responsively adapted to the smaller devices at 11 inches, and then even smaller with a different design for the 4-inch. But it's the same page that we're hitting. This is just in its full glory. And you'll also see that full top navigation. Okay, so let's jump back into a last couple slides, and we'll wrap up this session.
Okay, so you saw a lot of the apps across a lot of devices. Hopefully, you're no longer asking yourself, does Microsoft focus across platform and across devices? Of course we do, and we have to, and we really want to. The teams are really loving building all these different applications and really creating new endpoints for connecting to the services that we also have been optimizing for remote connection. And one of the announcements that we made that is a highly mobile scenario that will come to Office 365 is the Office 365 video portal. And I didn't touch on it here because there's a whole dedicated session on that. But if you think about it, we're optimizing for video playback across multiple devices from the single portal or from that single page that you land on. And optimizing that all the way down to the phone. If your company has a learning management system or something like what we've kind of just teased out as a YouTube for the enterprise, that Office 365 video portal will be a tier one experience on the smaller devices, 4 inches, 11 inches, even, you know, the 15 and 17 inch laptops. But when you think about, you're on the smaller phone, navigating through this nice UI, clicking play, having a really nice playback experience, it's just another way, hopefully, you just start to see where we're really trying to think through where are we putting these files, what is the playback of them, and of course, what is the end user experience. I have a summary slide here that is really to showcase again the breadth of what our offering is. And the proof is in the pudding. We help you download all or whatever, some of the apps that you would most optimally use in terms of what your workload is. But if you look from left to right, the whole Windows family, iOS family, and the Android family, and then from top to bottom, all of the various applications that we have that access the various services. So we have great coverage across the Windows the Windows system, whether it's a touch device, whether it's a smaller device, or whether it's a common PC. We have offerings across all the different workloads, and we feel very confident there. And we've made a ton of progress in the last year in terms of what our experience is on an iPad or iPhone. And in the iOS family, especially on a mobile phone, we have a very tier one Office and Office Mobile experience. And of course, we always have the OWA applications as well in terms of accessing Outlook. On the right-hand side, and of course, just to touch on what you see, the yellow color under iPad as well. Yellow means it's something that we're working on. We're not quite there yet. We definitely would like and are delivering more in that area in terms of a better, more tier one experience. And one of the things that the Office Online team had announced a number of months ago was that they were doubling down and making sure that there was a very solid edit experience on an Android tablet. And so where you see here, it's just a view only. The reason is the way that the Office Online works currently today, it's a great viewing experience if you want to view a PowerPoint or an Excel document on an Android tablet. It's completely supported and it looks great. When you move into an edit mode, some of the components that we require from the Chrome mobile on Android are something that we're working with Google to be able to get that in there. And of course, maybe some changes on our end. And we're pretty excited to bring that to market very soon. So we've got a lot of apps, a lot of experiences, and a lot of common experiences across the platforms when you're working with maybe the same type of content, but across different devices, so that you're not having to train your brain, you know, where do I find that feature, or how do I get to what I'm looking for? We really try to optimize so that when you're accessing a document across multiple devices, you may have, you will have a common experience that doesn't feel off-putting or something that's very different. So that is the end of the talk. I hope you found it valuable just to see a lot more around what we're doing around mobility. We love your feedback here at the conference, on the forums, anything on the comments, on the blogs that we put out when we release new features or release new apps. And of course, please, like I said before, reach out to me. I'm mcashman@microsoft.com, or on Twitter, I'm just mcashman, that's M-K-A-S-H-M-A-N. We want to know what you want next. We want to know where you want to be next. If we're not building for where you are either now or next, please let us know, because we don't want to miss the opportunity to show you that, of course, we're building and optimizing for you to have the best Office experience across Office 365, across your organization, whether you've standardized on one platform or if you are a BYOD extreme. We've got you covered, and we want to keep you covered, and we want to keep you productive. So thank you for your time. Definitely, please don't forget to fill out your evaluations. This is the type of feedback that we can get immediately so that we can course correct throughout the week here. If we need to have a special session or be able to answer a question at the Ask the Experts, we'll absolutely want to make sure that we get the right person there to answer your question if I'm not able to. But I will thank you for your time. I hope that you had a great session and certainly a great rest of the week. And certainly if you have any questions, the microphones are here. And please ask your question. I'll be here for about 10 more minutes of the session, and then I'll step outside if anybody wants to have a further conversation. So thank you for your time.